Samech Zayin. He smote us im pachodim shalivim. So remember again, the Mechaber was talking about the idea that in life it's not just to not just enough to know about concepts, but a person has to know which concepts are applicable to a particular situation. So he writes, "Bechdei laham chishes hanekuda," in order to highlight this idea. Nitan dogma achas mitoch ha-sefer. Let me give you one example from within the sefer. Perek vav ksuvos etos drachim kitzad yachal adam lemnoa me'atzmo es ha-pechodim v'ha-da'agos ha-kayame b'nefesh. So we'll see that in Perek vav in chapter 6 of the sefer, the Mechaber is going to talk about how to deal with fear. With fear, we all contend with fear on some level. How does one deal with fear in life? Im hayinu ba'im ledaber b'safa shel avodas habore, kol hadvarim halalu hayu nimchakim b'tchila. Now, if we're talking about, now, when we say fear, so everything depends on what context you're referring to in life. If we're talking about avodas habore, service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, all fears would simply dissipate. Why? Ki kisha oskim ba'avodas Hashem, haderech ma'ot pshuto, ומאוד מוחלטס, אדם צריך להאמין שכל מה שעושה הקדוש ברוך הוא לטובה, מה שלא לטובה זה לא יקרה, ומה שיקרה לטובה זה להכין אין מקום לפחד. So in reality, there's no real reason to fear when it comes to one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we believe that whatever God does is for good, and therefore, ultimately, there's nothing to fear, because even if something negative occurs, or even if some kind of setback occurs, I believe that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good. If I ultimately believe that at the end of the day, all is for good, then by definition, in makom lefachid, there's no need for fear. Turn the page, Samechas. Ulam, kishabanu laseis la'adam drachim eitz laseis la'apachat. So here's what's interesting. So he says, so therefore, if we go ahead and we tell a person how to deal with fear, so we have to know what type of life fear we are speaking about. Obviously not speaking about in the relationship of God, because in one's relationship with God, if a person has emunah, then there is no need to fear anything, because I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of everything. Therefore, if we go ahead and we give a person etzos, advice as how to no longer be fearful, דיברנו על אדם שעדיין לא נמצא במדרגה של עבוד הסבורי, ולא ניסינו להעניק צורה עמוקה להגעס עצמו מהפחדים. So, if I go ahead and I tell a person, well, you have nothing to fear because everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that works very well if a person is on that level of emunah. But if a person is not on that level of emunah, those are empty words. So he says, the pasuk says, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tomid. So Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, praiseworthy is the individual who is always afraid. V'chol ha-kori pasuk zeh, meivin shehadvarim einam yecholim lehisparish kipshutam. V'chi ya'ale al adas, sheyesh ma'ale lefached kol ha-chaim. Adam ha-chai chayim shal pachodim, alav ne'emar ashe bevadesh. So we look at that pasuk and wonder to ourselves, what is that talking about? Is it really praiseworthy? Is it really good to live life in perpetual fear? That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Ashrei Adam Mefached Tomid, praiseworthy is the individual who's always afraid. If we think about that, to live life in a constant state of fear, that sounds like a miserable existence. So why would Shlomo HaMelech extol it? Elavadei hakavanu kimo sheperashnu chachameinu zal, hahu b'divrei Torah koi. So the Mechaber says, because you have to understand what Shlomo HaMelech is referring to. He's not referring to life. He's referring to Divrei Torah. What does that mean? Lo medaber kan v'pasuk al pachodim shal ha'olam hazeh. Elu hein pachodim sh'adam mefachid shema eino obed koroi es moro. Zeu ha-pachad ha-penimi ha-amiti shekin tzarech lihios la'adam. So says the Mechaber, what does Shlomo HaMelech mean when he says, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tomid? What should I be afraid of? So what Shlomo HaMelech is saying is that in my relationship with God, I should always be concerned that I'm not doing enough. It doesn't mean that I'm supposed to walk around life in a constant state of fear. That's not healthy, nor is that productive. What it means, very specifically, in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should always be asking myself, am I really doing enough? Can I be doing more? Because ultimately, such a mindset is in fact an incredible catalyst for growth. So I'll say, you see his point. His point is that in order to actualize or fully integrate any concept into one's life, It has to be the right conceptual framework for where a person is holding in life. And this is, meaning, the truth is, to give a different kind of mashal, if a person goes to a doctor and a person has pain in their foot, and the doctor says, well, here's penicillin. Here's penicillin. Right? So you see, why give me penicillin? Well, penicillin cures you. Right? That's true. Penicillin cures certain ailments. But if you prescribe the wrong medicine for the wrong ailment, then two things can happen. A, you're not going to cure the ailment. And chas v'shalom, sometimes that medicine can actually have a negative effect. He's saying it's no different in spiritual growth in life. If I want to grow, the first thing I have to figure out is where am I holding? Where am I in life? And then based on where I am in life, then I need the concepts that will help guide me in that particular area, in that particular stage of life. But he says what often happens is we're in a particular stage, but we get spiritual advice, whether it's from others or it's things that we learn, that is not reflective of where I'm holding. And so this happens to all of us. So what ends up happening in situations like that? First of all, it doesn't work. And second of all, it's frustrating. Because then I find myself unable to actualize the particular spiritual advice that I'm getting. And I think it's a failure in me, but it's not really a failure in me. It's just the wrong advice for the wrong person at the wrong time. Therefore, says the Mechaber, and again, this all ties back to what he said at the beginning of this chapter, which is remember, this sefer is going to be focused on what we're going to learn in the next couple of weeks is going to be focused on individuals who are not yet on the level of. They're not on the level of ultimately knowing God in every way. They're not there. We're not yet on the level that every single thing we do is for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to build ourselves into whole people. So the advice that we're going to get in the coming pages is going to be reflective of where we are in our current state. Skip down to the bottom section. Yisum HaDvarim Lo Lefi Katzav Limudam. So listen to this. Nekudin HaSavas. Another one last point in this chapter. Yesh l'das ki yisum hadvarim halacha lemaisa eino yachol le'asos bekatzav amirasa okriyasam. There's another important piece that in order for what we learn to be effective, it's not just enough to say it and it's not just enough to read it. Listen to this great mashal. Mashal l'mahadavar doma. Let me give you an example, a parable. Adam kone sidras kalados sheyesh bahen mu'uvar course. Limud Anglit. So what happens? I go ahead and I buy myself a set of cassettes, like a Rosetta Stone. And I go ahead and I buy myself a set of tapes because I want to learn English. I want to learn English. So what happens? HaKorse Mechuluk La'asara Shi'urim. And the course is divided up into 10 classes. Kan Ka'asher Meshach Kol Shir La'arech Kisha. So 10 cassettes. Okay, so I guess we have to as well CDs. 10 CDs, each an hour long. Each an hour long. Shomehu es shir harishon, shir sheni, shir shlishi, mashkia eser shas mirosh. So what do? I go ahead and I listen to the tapes, right? One after the other, I spend 10 hours listening to the entire series. But here's what happens. V'hu lo mevin, acharei eser shaus, hu adayin lo yodea anglit. Something amazing happens. I go through 10 hours of CDs, and what happens? I still don't know English. I don't know English. So what's the pshat? Vahari tap of samech tes. Vahari al hariza kasubo. Shehu machil eser shaos limud. Umischaidim she tishim ushmona achuz yatzlichu ladas anglit shotefes. Va'akvos halimun miklatos elu. And what happens? I look on the packaging of the cassette, and what does it say? It says that after these 10 hours of courses, they guarantee that 98% of people will be able to speak English. So now here's the problem. 10 hours of courses I've gone through, and what? I don't speak English. So he says, Hu yachol amnam lach shalatzon. So there are two possibilities. Number one, ulai ani mehasheni ishnei achuzim she'enu maslichim. So possibility number one is, it did say it's only 98% success rate, which is, it's very possible that I am part of the 2%. Okay, that's possible. But the truth is, that's not the answer here. Beklatos yeshnan eser sha'os limud. Achilono adu sha'adam yikach yom chofesh me'avoda. Yeshed me'aboker ata ere v'yishmas ha'shi'urim. Va'az miyad b'siyuman shal eser ha'shos yeda anglit ba'ofen mushlam. So you have to understand something. So it's not the pshat It's the intent of this course is not that a person takes off a day from work and sits and learns for 10 hours straight and goes ahead and then suddenly learns English. That's not the way the course works. How does it work? Kilochol kilochol echad baror sheyeshnem asara shiurim hamaanikim drachim liyedias hasafa achatargu shalamilim vahayedios muchrach limashech harbe yosrim yom echad. What's the goal? What's the goal of the course? The goal of the course is you listen to the particular course, that's 1 hour, but then there are worksheets, then there are drills, then there are follow-ups. There are things that you have to do in order to reinforce the knowledge that you gained after the shiur, after the cassette, after the class. If all I do ultimately is listen to class after class after class, but don't do anything to reinforce my knowledge, I will not be speaking English at the end of the course. Be'etzem min ha'roi, shaya she'ashir she'ar rishon ye'amar ayom, v'ashir haba rak ba'od shlosh ha'chodshim. So, Chodoshim, so why is he sharing this with us? Because what he's saying is that in life, in order to learn something, in order to learn something that's meaningful to my life, it's really not just enough to learn information, but rather I have to get information and then I have to actually apply it. And then I have to practice it. And then I have to do it. And then I have to review it. And therefore he says, in reality, it's the same thing with learning. He says, in reality, what we should do with this limud is we should have a shiur today. And the next shiur should be in 3 months. And that way we have a shiur today. We take what we learned today. We practice it for a certain amount of time until we become proficient. And then after we're proficient, then we go on to the next shiur. She'ein ha'kavana shemiperek leperek adam tzoid umiskadein lifi ketzef hadram ha'ksuvim b'am. So Mechaber just makes a very important point. That's obviously not how we work, right? Nobody really has the time for that. So the truth is we learn in rapid succession. But it's important to note that in life, if I'm going to be successful in anything in learning, I have to really take what I learn and I have to begin to apply it to my life. And if I just learn, but there's no application, then ultimately, at the end of the day, I won't learn how to speak English. He says, Hashem yisparach yeh be'ezreinu, sheniske lahavin es hadvar mishurim, ushibizoch emirat Hashem, to understand all of the coming concepts in their right way, ulahafnimam el toch tochenu, and to internalize them into the very depths of our soul, umitoch kach lahotzi es kochos hanefesh hapinimim, minakoach alapoel, and in doing so, actualize all of our potential energy. All right, so we'll stop over here. Emir Hashem, tomorrow morning we begin Perek Beis. Yeah.